I think everyone out there has a story to tell and a story to write about. And my journey is about leaving a lasting impact for the next generation.
Hi, everyone. It's Rae Williams, host of Author Hour, where I interview authors about their new books. If not being able to read were a disease, it would be an epidemic. Millions of Americans can't read, but illiteracy often goes unacknowledged or unnoticed. If you're a parent or teacher of a child that struggles with reading, you know the painful way that illiteracy steals their confidence and robs them of the joy that comes from learning. William Manzanar is the fourth. A member of the Puyallup tribe in Washington State wrote, "I Can't Read," to give the literacy conversation a much-needed jumpstart. He's sharing his incredible story with us today. Here's our conversation with William Manzanares.
It began with, at my companies that I founded, I have them read a book to get a job. The Customer Rules by Lee Cockrell, and I've made it the standard over the last couple of years, and you will not work at one of my companies if you haven't read the book. And at one point, there was a bunch of employees who got really frustrated and said, "Will, we're not you. We can't read as much as you read. Please stop pushing books on us." Because not only that book, I was trying to push them to do one book a month in different areas of life. And so I sat them all down and told them why books meant so much to me. And that's kind of why this message and why I wrote this book.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your journey.
I think everyone out there has a story to tell and a story to write about. And my journey is about leaving a lasting impact for the next generation or people around me. My story is just simply stated is in school and throughout my life, I can't read. I struggled with a reading disadvantage, if you will, my whole life. And I kept it secret up till that time when I sat my employees down and told them, "I can't read. I'm the kid in school that everyone yelled out words to in public reading. I'm that guy." And my discovery of Audible 5 years ago changed my life dramatically. And I wanted to then let the world know, or just people in my community know, that you can overcome any obstacle in your life if you take on the persona of someone else. And that's what I'm saying with reading is if you take on a persona of someone else's existence by reading, take on their consciousness and live the life through their memoir, or their story, you can get a different perspective on your own.
All right. So in terms of just, you know, your journey and your story, how did that parlay into the unique idea of this book? So what is that unique idea or story that people can take action on or draw from? And I know you kind of touched on it a little bit when you said that, you know, taking on the persona, but if you could dig a little bit deeper into that.
I think in school, we're told you have to get good grades and go to college to get a good job. I mean, nothing against the teachers in classrooms are telling that. It's the problems I see is with the system and the way we teach people today. 1 in 5 people are dyslexic in this country, and over 32 million people in this country can't read. If the school system worked, don't you think those numbers would be different? Don't you think they'd cater to that? If this was any other business model, it would fail. And that's what I'm out there talking about is the school system failed me, but I found a way around it with technology and Audible and putting a lot of lifetime of hard work into that idea of I was too stupid to read. I thought I was too stupid, so I didn't tell anyone. Only told 3 people in my life, and I never told anyone until that moment of frustration with my employees who said, "We're not you. We don't want to read this much." And it finally hit me, oh my God, I've changed. I'm a different person than I was growing up. I'm pushing books down everyone's throat. I'm saying, "You got to read this. You got to do this. This will change your life." If someone coming to me with some drama, I'd say, "Have you read this book?" If I hear employees fighting about something, I'd say, "You guys read How to Win Friends and Influence People because y'all need some help because this is not how you should talk to people." Like I would totally interject myself in too many situations trying to throw books at them. And that opened up my eyes because I started doing more research and then thinking about it is there's a bigger problem and more people are affected by illiteracy in this country than any other disease. And that's my frustration. And that's why I wrote this book, to bring awareness. I shocked my employees because they always saw me as this brilliant business guy. I'm not like stroking my own ego with that, but that's what they would say. And I wanted to share and put some light to the subject that intelligence can be in many ways, and the school system failed me, and I successfully made it. How many other people did it fail, but they think they can't make it because they were told they were too stupid to pass?
So you have a chapter in your book that particularly caught my eye called Read with a Purpose. And, you know, you say you interject kind of your employee situations with, have you read this book or that book? Is that what you mean when you say read with a purpose? What, when we read, how are we supposed to be interpreting these things? And what do you mean by that?
Reading with a purpose means, what are you trying to solve? What problem are you trying to solve? When I was overweight, I hurt myself and I was gained a lot of weight back after years of, you know, getting it off. I thought to myself, you read a lot of business books and you preach this a lot. Pick up a diet book. So I picked up the highest rated diet book that I found on Audible, and I just applied it to my life and lost 40 pounds in 2 months. And it made me think about the food system. It made me think about a lot of things. And it helped me become the change I wanted to see in the world, because I closed down a unhealthy business and trying to make a healthy convenience store. And the reason I said read with a purpose is I had a purpose to want to lose weight. Well, and I went a little bit farther than that. If you want to be rich, quit blaming the system. Just, it's a science. Read books on wealth. If you want to lose weight, read books on how to healthily live. If you're coping with the loss of a loved one, there's books on grief and loss. If you having relationship problems, there's books on how to mend those and how to talk to people different. There really is a book for everything, but I don't think the school system's necessarily teaching you that way. They're teaching you how to pass tests nowadays rather than how to actually use it to live. So the purpose is find your why. Like in Simon Sinek's book, that was really profound, finding your why. My why is I want there to be a lasting legacy of a reading epidemic instead of a illiteracy epidemic.
What are some of the negatives that you've seen from illiteracy just in general, and even just within your business and within your just your life in general? What are those negative effects? What happens if we are not reading in whatever way we choose to consume books? Because when you say reading, I understand now, especially you talking about Audible and the different ways to consume that information, that you don't just mean pick up a book and stare at the words with your eyes necessarily. So what happens when we don't do this?
Well, when I was in school, I would learn like quotes because it was the easiest thing to read, you know, slowly, because I didn't go around telling everyone I couldn't read. I mean, public readings, classrooms would know. A quote that a mantra I also lived by was, learn from others' mistakes. You can't live long enough to make them all yourself. And by reading for me is, and with a purpose, and reading, it's not just reading to read, it's reading to learn. So you don't have to go through the same struggles that others have gone through. And when I talk about Audible, that was my solution. 5 years ago, in April 2014, I debated over getting Audible. I'm cheap. And I thought, man, $14.95 a month, that's a lot of money. And I debated and I got 2 free credits and I got The 48 Laws of Power was my first book, and I digested it. And I said, man, I can retain everything from this book. I have every memory of it. It's great. And then it brought me back to this mindset of, oh yeah, when I was read to in school, when the teachers, when we were really young, would read to the class, I remembered every story. And it made this connection, and I debated over it, and I ended up dropping my Netflix account so I could have the extra money to do it. And I did the $14.95 a month, and I started just digesting one book after another, because at first I was like, I'm not going to read a book a month. Well, then it became a small goal of mine, like finish this book by this time, finish this book. And when I talk about illiteracy, I think people think immediately stupid people, people who are dumb, people who failed or the school system failed them. No, I'm talking about there's more people out there who don't know how to read or even take the time to take each word in and figure out the meaning of it without jumping into conclusions first. We all are trying to survive in this world, and we think of survival first. So we think of what's someone's game, what are they doing, why are they doing this against me, rather than stopping, taking a breath and saying, huh, what can I learn from this?
So of course, I'm assuming that your book is going to actually be available in audiobook form.
Yeah, I think so many times an author sees an ebook or a paperback book or even a hardcover as that's a book. Well, what I'm hoping with my book also is that it has to be in audio form for all the millions of people that use Audible. I had to justify it earlier on, like, yeah, Audible. You got to be on Audible. It makes hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, Amazon wouldn't have acquired it if it wasn't a legit thing. Yes, it's going to be on Audible. And the greatest last bit of oomph and motivation I had was I had a narrator lined up and everything because I need to release my audiobook at the same time that I release my physical book. And I know that's not usually the standard. Usually you'll see the physical book come out and then the audiobook will follow up in a month or two. Well, I wanted to make sure that it was all available. And I actually got the motivation because everything was scheduled and nothing against the narrator I lined up, but it fell through. And I ended up reading my own audiobook. And I talk about the problems I had in school in my book and the fear of public reading. And I conquered my last fear with this audiobook. I read it. I read it out loud. And I hope that could be an inspiration to those who still struggle, that even my last bit of fear was still motivated by, I got to get this done. And that's why I read my own book for this one.
I absolutely love that. So this will be released, your audiobook will be released at the same time as your physical book.
It was very important to me because when new books get released and the audiobook isn't available, I mean, I can wait a couple more months, but you know, I do audiobooks. I can read a physical book, by the way. It was great because of all my audio reading, I was able to read a couple books cover to cover and I was like, heck yeah, this is working. But for me, for the demographic of who I'm targeting and those who struggle, it was very important that they could have the audiobook and the physical book so they could read it along together. Otherwise, they're just waiting.
All right. I love that. Thank you. So when you were writing this book, and there's another chapter that I kind of noticed called On the Other Side, and it's kind of near the end, and it's kind of like the end result of just telling your story and you know, the outcome of that. So what is on the other side when we're able to, you know, get into reading and kind of overcome that obstacle and all the obstacles that we have?
So everyone understands, I phonetically can't read. I can't sound out words. I found workarounds and I talk about in my book how to get worked around all that. So if it's a brand new word never heard before, I have to do some techniques and get it so I know what the word is. But we all audio, we can all hear, right? We all listen. For those who aren't having hearing impaired, we can listen and we can follow instructions. When I talk about the other side is, and the touch back to the previous question, when I went around trying to do more research and going to literacy groups and trying to help out and tell them my story, when I talked about my struggle, they keep hearing it as a negative. Oh, he can't read. Well, let's read this out loud. I'm like, I'm on the other side. I can read. I've used all my techniques. There's not a word that's commonly used in the English language that I can't pick up now. I can speed read. I can read faster than people I believe who are more intelligent than me. One of my most intelligent friends that I talk about often, but don't give his name in the book, who helped me along the way, he had to stop me once and said, hold on. You think faster than me. Give me a second to catch up. And that's kind of what I talk about the other side is, it will take a long time. It's not going to happen overnight. But if you slowly work at it, you can look back one day and say, oh my gosh, I know how to read. And that's what I hope this book will do for the millions of people out there is, you can read. Quit telling yourself you can't. You just have to take a step in the next direction towards the side you want to go. And when I talk about the other side is, I'm there. I can read. I've used all my workarounds and I'm there and I'm waiting for you guys who are still struggling, and I'll see you on the other side when I'm here waiting for you.
All right. So kind of circling back to your employees, besides kind of shock at your revelation, what was their reaction after, you know, you said you explained to them why this was so important to you? Do they read now? How is, you know, you mentioned that you can't get a job in your businesses without having read a certain book. So how are they now?
In general, now, years later, brand new employees just know it's the standard. It was employees that I had at the time who I started throwing this out at them. The thing that happened, they stopped complaining to me, at least about anything, because now they realized Will was full of take no excuse kind of guy myself now. Like, nope, don't want to hear it. There's Audible. There's Amazon has books. You have eBooks. YouTube has some free books out there. Take the time to learn. So what happened for me personally was the excuses stopped to me. There was no more excuses. The other thing that opened my eyes was how people would come to me and tell me after me sharing my story is their loved ones, their spouse, their kids who have a learning disability or challenge. And that's what actually founded the idea of this book was, I didn't realize that I was not alone. In fact, I'm surrounded probably around more people who don't know how to read than I ever knew before. And that was profound to me. I heard more stories about everyone else's struggle because of sharing my story than if I would have kept it a secret.
So in terms of just applying this to the larger idea of just no excuses and overcoming, you know, obstacles that you might have, how do we start to do that? So for you, your solution was, you know, you found Audible, you taught yourself different techniques, that kind of thing. But just, you know, for those of us who have something that we need to overcome, or we have something that, you know, is perceived as an obstacle, or that people have told us that we can't do, how do we go about shifting our mindset to not make these excuses anymore?
I can do a quick, simple answer and say, you just got to do it. But then people get mad. When you give the simplest answer, people get mad. And I think in so many techniques, people want me to give you this long-winded, profound, 300-page answer to this question when it's just as simple as snap your fingers and get your mind off of that and be in the now. I guess that's the answer, is be in the now. Be in the present moment and don't worry about what will happen or what has happened, and just focus on now and what you have to do right now. All our worries come from past or future. There really isn't a worry in this present moment. I mean, now when I say things like absolutes like that, I know there's always going to be that person who says, well, actually, I'm driving the car right now. I need to pay attention. Well, yeah, obviously you need to pay attention to the road. I'm talking about be in the now, be in the moment, and quit worrying about the negative people, because those negative thoughts are just people who made a comment because of their life's journey. The thoughts you have are yours and yours alone. The countless nights that I had negative thoughts about me not being a good reader and crying myself to sleep, not telling my parents. I was too scared, thinking I was too stupid, that I messed up, that I did something wrong, and that it was all on me. So how could I dare tell anyone what I was dealing with? And I'm glad kids are more open today. I've been on a lot of social media groups where I can see parents talking about their kids' struggles. And I wait to comment because they're asking groups about parenting questions. My kids aren't dyslexic. My kids aren't having any reading struggles, so I don't have to know what that's like, but I know what it's like to be the person. And when I say anything you want in life's possible, I truly believe it. I truly believe it, because the greatest accomplishment I've ever did in my life was learning how to read. And so many others can learn so quick, especially in grade school, especially in second grade, first grade, when you're supposed to learn that. It took me a lifetime. So everything else just seems like a, you know, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? And if you read my book, there's a lot more personal loss and tragedy that I've had to endure. And I think everyone in this world has their own story to tell. But mine was, I used those times to look to someone else and take on their conscience. And that's what I talk about, taking on other books and reading. Because I read with a purpose. I read to visualize where I'd want to be in 5 years. And I got there. You don't get there by just sitting back and asking for it, hoping that it will fall in your laps, or wishing for it. You get up and do it every day.
All right. So that being said, if you had to issue a challenge, and that could be to, you know, the readers of your book, to people listening to us, you know, to your employees, anybody, if you had to issue a challenge, one thing that they could do to change their lives today, and you've already offered a lot of insight. So if you could give us a challenge, what would that be?
Well, one thing I would tell myself is your future self, your present self, and your past self. When I was going through martial arts, I have talked to myself. I said, okay, my current self right now, can I kick the butt of my younger self? If I can't say yes, then I don't want my younger self to beat me up. And you should always think that your older self might get a little weaker, but you should keep practicing. So the same thing with reading. And the correlation is challenging yourself is, in your current state of mind, your current place of where you are, intellectually speaking, can your present self intellectually outwit your younger self? And if the answer is no, then you better work on that. And then about your future self is, wouldn't you want your future self to be smarter than your current self? Wouldn't you want to say future you? Wouldn't you want to be able to pick up the phone, call your future self 5 years from now and say, hey, all these problems I'm dealing with today, what would you do? If your future self said, I did nothing, I sat there and complained, wouldn't you be pretty disappointed? If your future self came to you and said, hey, I actually read all these books and everything's cool. My life's so much better now. I talked to all these people. I got new friends, the loved ones who supported me. I helped them back when they had times of loss or sadness. That's what I would say is the challenge is, challenge yourself. Is your future self, even if it's a month from now, going to be able to spar intellectually with your current self? Who's going to win?
That's a pretty interesting challenge because I ask this question a lot and that's a great one.
I'm not doing any of my books. Like I didn't talk about this in my book because I thought it would, one, for people who outread me, it wouldn't mean anything. For two, if you looked at my employees, I challenged myself. I said, I'm going to do 30 books in 30 days. And I did it. I'm going to do 100 books in a year just because I saw one of the authors of a book I admire and I put in my book, Yamni Park, was a defector from North Korea. She read 100 books. At the end of her book, she's talking about, I read 100 books in a year. I said, I'm going to do it because she did it. And after I did those challenges, I realized if you tell and brag about it around people who don't read, they're going to, oh, yeah. Will's just talking about more books he's reading. But if I told you to read 30 books in 30 days, you'd go, oh my God, that's impossible. If I talked to my younger self, I would have looked at myself and said, you're crazy. But you can challenge yourself. And that's what I'm saying with everything. Challenge yourself to be the better you that you want to be, and you will become that person.
All right. So how can people contact you if they want to get more information or learn more or just connect with you in general?
My last name is hard to say. It was one of the things you had to pick up when you're in kindergarten, right? Writing out your name. So I changed it for my personal brand for Will Talks Biz, B-I-Z, Will Talks Biz. And I have that on, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, my website, the.com. Yeah, that's, you can find me in all those areas. And I put out different content about business. This book's about my own personal memoir about reading, but I've have many, many years of experience in business and all the joys and roller coaster and pitfalls of business. And that's kind of the advice I like giving out too, is career advice to young entrepreneurs and to young people. So if you want to learn anything about that, you can go to my websites and I have all kinds of content and blogs and everything about that.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
So check his book out now on Amazon.com. I Can't Read. And as mentioned, of course, it's available as an audiobook as well. Listen out for us next time on Author Hour.